Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
Unfortunately for the papers, many of the MEPs elected last night were only elected after they'd long been put to bed and gone to print, because the count in Castlebar only finished after 3 a.m. So they don't focus on all our latest MEPs. Actually, the big focus in the papers on the election is about Mick Wallace, Irish Examiner. Wallace out as Fianna Fáil double up in Ireland South. Mick Wallace has lost his seat as an MEP, while Fianna Fáil has completed an improbable double in Ireland South, because you have Cynthia Murucu and Billy Kelleher there. So, as I say, the focus on Mick Wallace. He's the front page story on the Irish Daily Mirror as well. Instead of calling him Mick Wallace, they call him Mick Wallop. Maverick MEP Mick Wallace joined sidekick Claire Daly on the European Parliament scrap heap after being dumped by voters. So that's the front of the Mirror. The Irish Independent says that the big political parties, reading between the lines here, they're very nervous of the independents and they're going to go after the independents now. The success of independents in the European and local elections has put them in the firing line of the big parties ahead of the general election. So Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin nervous about the rise in support, and in particular Independent Ireland. So now they're going to go after Independent Ireland, and they're going to come under the spotlight in the wake of surging support, and the big parties are going to scrutinise Independent Ireland's policy on immigration. Sources said Fianna Fáil would be taking a long overdue closer look at the independents to try and highlight them and issues that Fianna Fáil may see with the independents. Irish Daily Mail, flight of the home buyers. We'll be chatting about this here on Breakfast Briefing shortly. High prices and housing shortages are driving Dublin residents out of the capital and into commuter counties. Essentially now what they're saying is houses for sale in the likes of Kildare, Wicklow and Meath, about 40% of the new mortgages being given are from people who live in Dublin moving across county borders into other counties because they can't afford to live in Dublin anymore. The Irish Times on the front page says that thousands of disqualified drivers have failed to give up their licence, and only one driver, this is incredible, only one driver has been convicted of failing to surrender a licence after disqualification in the past 2 years. Thousands of drivers have been ordered by the courts to give up their licence. You're disqualified, give it up. But only one driver has been convicted of failing to surrender their licence. Some 26 drivers were prosecuted in 2022 and 2023, with one conviction for failing to surrender a licence after disqualification. And this is despite the fact that 16,873 drivers disqualified who had their disqualifications were imposed by judges across the country. Licences surrendered there in only 818 cases. We've a big problem with thousands of drivers going around who are disqualified from driving and they still have their licence on them. Has to be a better system than that. The Irish Sun gunning for gold. This is Rashida Adeleke's mother, who was told how her daughter's sights are set on the Olympics after Ireland's Euro Championship success. And Adeleke arriving home yesterday from Rome, where she took the athletics world by storm, winning three gongs. So everyone is looking forward to Paris now. Inside the papers, a lot of talk about Ukrainian refugees in the papers today, and where they're being housed, and the numbers of Ukrainians falling by 13,000 since the start of the year. Also talk about this place in Cork, which I'd never heard of. It's called Longville House near Mallow. It's worth €4.5 million. It formerly featured in the exclusive Blue Book, and the Mirror says that refugees are now going to be put up there. It was a very fancy wedding venue, and Longville House is a classic country manor, and until recently was a popular spot for weddings, but now it's going to serve as emergency accommodation for more than 120 international protection applicants. It is a gorgeous property, by the way, built in 1720. It's surrounded by 300 acres of prime farmland. It has 27 rooms, a large conservatory, a library, a courtyard and stables with mews houses, and it's considered one of Ireland's great historic homes. Elsewhere in the papers, if you're a new parent and you have the phone out the whole time, you need need to put it down, because the Irish Independent says that parents who are glued for too long to their phones are putting the social and emotional development of their babies at risk. And I kind of hate stories like this, because parents are always blamed for stuff, but also you can see how it can have an impact on a baby if they're looking up at their mother or father and they're glued to the phone. What they're saying is that babies are missing out on vital eye contact and interaction time with their parents, because the parents are addicted to the phone and absorbed with their screen. And there's also a danger of an accident happening as parents become too distracted. This is a warning from Children's Health Ireland, which oversees three Dublin children's hospitals. Now, two final stories for you. One is from the Daily Mail. We have a new wedding trend. So if you're getting married this year, you might be interested in this. We are told, forget changing unexpectedly into a second gown. In order to make your wedding memorable, there is a new trend. This summer's brides are resorting to more drastic transformations, with hashtag wedding chop amassing millions of views on TikTok. And what it is, after the ceremony, the bride disappears upstairs and gets the hair cut and chops off the hair, or sometimes one of your bridesmaids will cut off your hair. It's called wedding chop, and the idea is that you have something memorable from your wedding day. A wedding planner, Lauren Goodman, says she times other major events around the revelation of wedding chops. You build it into the timeline of the day because all eyes are on the bride. If she disappears for half an hour, people are wondering what's going on. And apparently it's a terrific way to up the ante and create something memorable, the bride chopping off her hair. Apparently it's big on TikTok and it's called hashtag wedding chop. Millions of views on TikTok there. Finally, a reminder, on Sunday it is Father's Day, and in the Star they tell us that research has pinpointed the exact age when men turn into their dads. The male population has been warned they will know when they've morphed, when they start repeating the same jokes and developing uncontrollable nose hair. That's how you know you've turned into your dad. Apparently the age you turn into your father is 43. And other telltale signs that you've turned into your dad are if you groan when you get out of the chair and if you nod off during films. Well, I've already turned into my father then. According to Boffins, 34% said they realised they turned into their dad when their nose and ear hair began to grow exponentially. And despite the side effects of ageing, 33% of the dads polled said they would be proud to turn into their own father, with 34% saying their dad is a hero. You can read more about that in the Star.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.